This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. It's 7.36 in the morning, 16th of October, a Wednesday. And in about half an hour, we're going to be having the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Nathan Blake, Deputy Attorney General of the Iowa Department of Justice, and the Honourable Chris Jensen, who's Mayor-elect of the city of Noblesville in Indiana, the U.S. Because bitter partisan battles between the Republicans and the Democrats have dominated U.S. President Donald Trump's first term, so will this political stalemate continue to stymie U.S. policymaking? We'll be discussing the state of U.S. politics and looking ahead to the 2020 elections with our panel of guests representing both sides of the aisle. And that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news. In the meantime, though, we do have some other news from the U.S. for you this morning, because U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday announced that President Donald Trump has signed an executive order authorizing sanctions on Turkey over its military offensive in northeast Syria.
That's right. This is to stop the Turkish military from going against Syria and to adopt an immediate ceasefire with the Kurds. The executive order was signed by Donald Trump and it gives the Department of Treasury and the State Department the authority to consider sanctions on individuals, entities and associates of the governments of Turkey.
So if Turkey's operations continue, it will exacerbate a growing and daunting humanitarian crisis with potentially disastrous consequences.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting situation over there and seeing what happens. So for more on this, we have on the line to discuss this with us James Dorsey, Senior Fellow at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies in the Middle East Institute in Singapore. Thank you very much for joining us, James. Now, Trump has signed the executive order authorizing sanctions on Turkey over its military offensive in northeast Syria. How likely is it that this move will affect Turkey's ongoing incursion into Syria?
Always a pleasure to be with you. I doubt that the sanctions are going to persuade Turkey to either withdraw from territories it already occupies or, in any case, halt its offensive. In a sense, Turkey is up a creek. It has miscalculated what the fallout would be of its military intervention, and it has ignored alternative options that would have worked much better for it, and in many ways also achieved its goals. Particularly what the Turks have miscalculated is the fact that Russia would engineer or help and support Syrian troops to return to this part of Turkey. So, with other words, this is Syrian territory. Whatever one thinks of the government of Bashar al-Assad, it is a Syrian prerogative to control its own territory. And as a result of that, Turkey will have to really be cautious, and the Russians are working very hard to prevent that, of engaging in a military conflict directly with the Syrians. The other fallout, of course, is that the United States and the way that President Trump has conducted foreign policy over the last 3 years, and particularly handled this situation and in some ways engineered this situation, is one in which U.S. credibility has been severely undermined.
Yeah, that's right, James, because there are some quarters and many people are saying that Trump basically acquiesced to this problem by withdrawing from Syria. And this has emboldened countries like Russia, Iran and the Islamic State. And also Trump ignored his advisors about what would likely follow from this withdrawal.
I would be sure that he ignored advice from his advisors. I'm not quite sure whether he actually acquiesced in it, or if we don't know what went on in that phone conversation between Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It may very well have been that he acquiesced in the withdrawal of U.S. forces, which, frankly, has been U.S. policy since Trump came to power. He vowed to end wars in which the United States was engaged, and end U.S. military engagement in many parts of the world, particularly in the Middle East. But he may not have necessarily anticipated what the withdrawal would entail.
And James, is Turkey not worried about an IS resurgence, especially with all the escaped IS detainees as a result of this conflict?
It's not that Turkey is not concerned about the Islamic State. And let's be fair, Turkey, over the years of the Syrian civil war, has witnessed a number of significant violent incidents inside Turkey itself, including in Istanbul, that were carried out or believed to have been carried out by the Islamic State. The issue is that Turkey sees Kurdish nationalism as a far greater threat to the national security of Turkey, whether correct or not, than it sees the threat emanating from the Islamic State. And as a result, it has been much more focused on Kurdish groups, and at times seen the Islamic State as an antidote to those Kurdish groups.
So what happens now, particularly from the Turkish standpoint? Because you did mention, James, that they would have to be very cautious on how they proceed going forward. Do you think that Erdogan is likely to change his mind, or would other powers like the EU or even President Trump, if he makes more moves, be able to change Erdogan's mind on the subject of Syria?
Well, on the part of the United States, I don't think that they have a great deal of leverage. What we're dealing with is a very contradictory policy. So you have, on the one hand, the imposition of economic sanctions on Turkey. As things stand right now, the invitation to the Turkish president to visit the White House on November 13 still stands. So it's not quite clear what the message is that the United States is sending. Relations with the European Union have been strained for quite some time, and it's unlikely that the European Union would have the heft to persuade the Turks. I think the ball is really in the court of Russia. And what I would expect the Russians to do is, on the one hand, try and ensure, and you see that already with the arrival of Russian military police in the Syrian Kurdish or in the Syrian town of Manbij, to try and ensure that it keeps the parties separate, and at the same time try and find a resolution that allows that is acceptable to everybody and allows Erdogan to save face.
Thank you very much, James. And that was James Dorsey, Senior Fellow at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies and the Middle East Institute in Singapore. So it appears that Russia will be playing kingmaker here. But overall, I think this is a very delicate situation, particularly for the US. James says they don't have much leverage. And even on the home front, President Trump was facing quite a lot of pushback, even from his own party, over the decision to pull US forces off this border.
Yeah, I think this is beginning to look like a board game, like Risk or Political, right? Which we played last week. But this is at a global level and at a more dangerous level, because you're talking about geopolitics and sanctions here. The sanctions are probably not going to work. At a time, the publication has called this the window dressing sanctions, right? Because it's just limited to a number of individuals within the defense and energy ministries. And also, the sanctions are just on the steel sector in the US, and the steel makers are already complaining. So I wonder whether this bill, if it's to go through Congress, whether it will see the light of day, because people don't really know what's happening. And Donald Trump hasn't got a very good track record of rolling out sanctions, actually.
No, I mean, for him, it's all about the optics, right? He needs to be seen as the tough guy. And nobody drills down into what these sanctions really mean. And on the Turkish side, he also is facing his own domestic issues. He didn't win the recent Istanbul local election. So he also needs, Erdogan needs to be seen as Mr. Tough Man all the way.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point there that you make, that Trump really needs to save face with these motions, because you have to remember that he received so much flack because he was seen as abandoning American military allies, because the Syrian Kurds are American allies in the fight against the Islamic State of Iran and the Levant. So you receive a lot of pushback, particularly from the Republican Party, which broke ranks to criticize him. And that is a very interesting and developing story, so we will bring you development developments as we get them. Right now, we have a few messages for you. And then after that, we'll be coming back with a look at some local stories. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.